Blog Talk Radio.
That's the problem, because I'm a great singer. What I mean is that I did a song so long ago, and I listened to it. I was like, it sounds so commercial. And it does sound commercial, even with mistakes, but it was done at a time. I will explain where I was rejected by so many record companies with my rock music, and I rushed into the studio and got a pop song because I wanted to experiment with pop, and I was not comfortable with pop. So I wanted to let you know that. You know, it's important for me to talk about this because, you know, it's out there. And yes, I was releasing all the songs on a new EP that was released last year, 2017. It will be another EP coming out sometime this year. And it's going to be treated more differently than Slow Evolution. So I'll let you know about that too. But I also wanted to say another thing. It's about a dream that I had for many years. A dream to make music and to be successful at it. So I hope you enjoy it. So the pro and con of releasing this unreleased pop song is probably, but we will see. And now, you know, I may release it without even caring about what the critics or what people think of my reputation as a vocalist. If I sound terrible on some of the notes, then so be it. That's not how I was when I did the song very long time ago. It's a process with Slow Evolution of doing songs and making music and performing in front of people. For almost 30 years. And 30 years was fun to do. Now here's another one. I hope you like this one. Forever After Time.
Because we're
that I've been going after for 30 years is in Slow Evolution of Dove Night. Don't get me wrong, I did a lot more recordings than that, but I picked those. There are some recordings I haven't released that I thought either it just didn't fit right with my voice, or I thought, I don't know if people will listen to it. And I still feel this way because I was listening to some of the recording studio, what I did. I did so many recordings, so some of them I'm just not going to release. But every artist does that, and they make recordings that either it just didn't come out right or whatever. I don't know. But I'm a great vocalist, so I don't care what people think of my voice. If I release I Want You, which is a probable situation, you listen for yourself. I want to say that the song was done so long ago. I was performing at different clubs in the Valley and in Hollywood, West Hollywood, Santa Monica, that I was trying to promote myself, shop my stuff around to record labels, but I was rejected. I was even used the song I Want You to songwriting showcases, and I was rejected there too. So there you go. Process of a dream to go after. It's hard to make it in music, and the lifestyle of an artist is very difficult, so I am living it. That's why I talk about dreams, because there were people who came across me constantly and said, my dream is over with. They tell me, I can't sing, I can't write, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm not out there singing, etc. I spent 20 years of singing in front of people in one way or the other, so I don't know what they're talking about. I can't give up on that dream. It's a positive thing. I ain't going to try to take someone else's dream away. It's not fair. It's evil. It's aberration. That's why I talk about it. Talent isn't what someone's judgment of my talent is. It's their own opinion. It's in the eye of the beholder. It does not necessarily mean someone else is going to believe that. They can believe what they want. I love pop. I love rock. I love it all. And if the critics said that my album is too much rock and prefer the pop, I apologize, but I was a rock and roller. I did make pop music. But I like to mix it all together. Hopefully the next EP will be more equally inclined. That's what it's all about. Liking, doing something that I really love for 30 years. I wasn't given that chance to be a star. I was rejected by indie and major. I went through some of the most atrocious experiences. I was called every name in the book. I was told I couldn't do anything, and I continue to do it because I still believe. And it's true that you can't take someone's dream away because of the pain that it's caused. I was talking about it to my friend today, how people who had dreams or who had great lives or ambitions, lives were cut short. Their dreams were taken away. One guy was heartbroken, and he killed himself. There are people who get criticized about their music or their lifestyle or whatever, and they kill themselves. That's why I emphasize don't take someone else's dream. I'm going to continue. Me personally, it doesn't bother me. I'm going to continue to live. I don't care what the critics say, but realize what we say and how we say it to gifted individuals who really have the talent. It can really hurt, with the verbal abuse. The thing, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's not true. But I also know that when someone puts down another person constantly, what it means is that their self-esteem is low. High self-esteem people do not put down other people. I ignore it and I continue. And in my case with Slow Evolution of Dove Night, it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter where I go. If I sell, my goal is, to be a success. So this or so that, whatever happens, I'm a creator always. And there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And the reason why there's a light at the end of the tunnel is love, self-love. I know another artist or two have said, if you don't love yourself, you can't love someone else. That's exactly what it is, love thyself. And if you love creating, that's more important than anything, and that's in my case. And creating the slow evolution of night, which is why 6 songs is what it's all about. I talked about the issues that I went through with the tragedy is not what I am, and Outcast and Unique. Those are about the struggles. The struggles of living and the struggles of overcoming obstacles and belief in thyself that I can make it to the next day and make my dreams come true. And the other side is Forever Under Time. I really want to be with you, and that is why I fell in love with you. Those songs are about love, wanting to fall in love with someone. Love between two people, romantic love, or any, you can relate it to in any way about love. So you can see the duality about loving someone or loving thyself or hope and wishes for love versus over dealing with obstacles or, and hanging in there. I guess I had that duality of writing stuff that's so original and really deep, meaningful stuff. And, to writing about love, I like to experiment in my songwriting, as you can see it in the slow evolution of Dove Knight. And again, part of that process is love of thyself. If I can't love someone else, then how can I love myself? Or I must love myself first before I can love someone else. That is the truth. It is purely the truth. So when I love myself, I can ignore the name calling. I can continue to dream and believe in myself when people put me down and enjoy when people give me praises. That's what it's all about. Because things do get better. I know that. Things do change. And one of the reasons why things change for the better is because of love of someone else, the love from someone else, And when I love someone else, I can truly tell them that that is why I fell in love with you.
True love, are you the one for me?
make a contemplation about releasing I Want You on the next EP or album, which will be coming out sometime in 2018. Maybe less, maybe more, I don't know. Also, I don't care what people think of me vocally. I got people saying that I only can write or I can't write. Again, the criticism, I don't care personally. I am not going to listen to that. I go for my dreams. Again, I have too talented and too high self-esteem and too much of opportunity to do positive things in my life at my own pace to think about what some negative, low self-esteem, dream killer, or naysayer has to say. So that's how it is. But I mentioned it before how others, people may be too fragile to deal with the put downs. So watch what we say. If not, you're an evil person. I mean, that's what it's about. Even if you mean well, it's still not right to put down someone's specific talents. Talents in the eye of beholder. I know that a lot of people like my singing, like my music, and I worry about that. I don't worry about what others are saying. Or say, I'm too fat, too old to be on stage singing lead. I don't listen to that. Or say, my dream is over, it's too late. I don't listen to that negativity. That's evil. Even though personally, I got other dreams where I make mistakes. You know, I don't do it all the way or don't do it all the way. But I'm going for my dreams. And you go for your dreams. And remember, I know that the dark clouds will come and go, but they don't all. There's more sunshine than dark clouds. Things change. And that's how it is. Because the truth is, may all your dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, too. Because we all deserve to be happy living on this planet. We all deserve to be happy. That includes me, too. God bless you all. Good night from Dove Night.